So, it's beginning to look a lot like playoffs in the final 4 weeks of the regular season in the NFL. The Packers may have the unbeaten record, but the Denver Broncos have the story. Tim Tebow, he did it again yesterday. Last-minute heroics in overtime beating the Chicago Bears. Our sure-footed wide receiver of everything NFL is takeaways. Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, good morning.
Good morning. I like that short-footed wide receiver.
I love it. Well, Tebow, I can't tell if he's like, you know, a walk-on, like having just the best luck of his life, or is he really a talented football player?
He's definitely the most talented football player in the NFL at this particular moment because he's able to rally his team and get people to become better around him.
In the last 2 minutes, he didn't do very well up until the fourth quarter, though, in the game yesterday.
He had an excellent fourth quarter. He was 15 of 20 for 163 yards. In the first quarter, just by contrast, he was 3 for 7 with 45 yards and one interception.
What is going on here? We're seeing a lot of very exciting fourth quarters in the NFL, which leads me to believe that the defenses just sort of peter out by the time you get to the fourth quarter. The guys are too big. They're stomping each other.
I think you had 7 games yesterday that were decided on the last play or in the very last few plays. What's happening right now is that teams are injured. There's a lot of injuries, and teams are playing for their playoff lives. So yesterday, you have everybody that was playing, they were trying to get in, or they were trying to push somebody out.
And there's some strange matchups. The Denver win, this streak, this Tebow success is actually transforming the playoff picture. Give us some unlikely entrance in the playoff picture.
Well, now, I mean, you have Cincinnati lost yesterday. You had a number of losses in the AFC, which put the Jets in a position to control their own destiny.
And they crushed Kansas City.
Correct, but they only control their destiny because of 3 losses and their win.
And yesterday, 2 games really interested me. One, the Miami Dolphins and the Philadelphia Eagles. This was called the Disappointment Bowl. Nobody expected these teams to be so dreadful. And the game is meaningless. And then you have the hapless NFC East, where the Giants pull off a victory over the Cowboys. They're atop the division, but it still might mean nothing.
The funny thing about the Giants and the Cowboys is that they're 2 mediocre teams. I think they're really good. And so everyone really...
get lots of attention.
They get, of course. But yesterday's game was compelling, and it was an amazing game. And the
Manning
Giants pulled
was
that
incredible.
Out. Yeah, Manning was incredible.
Manning was incredible.
And, you know, he now is tied for all-time... number of fourth quarter comebacks in the league. He's just one of the best quarterbacks that's around right now.
And, you know, both of these, I mean, the Giants have to play the Cowboys one more time. And if they defeat them one more time, they actually do have a chance to go to the playoffs. But they'll need a defense, won't they?
Well, yes, they'll win the division. But that doesn't mean they'll do anything with that. I'm very, very skeptical and very hard on the Giants. I like the Giants, but I'm very hard on them because their defense, their linebackers are not quite good. And it really, you know, they can do it whatever they want. Eli can score as many touchdowns as he can, but if your defense can't stop him, you're not going to win.
Packers are in. Ravens are in. It looks like the Texans are in. That's interesting.
The Texans are playing great football. They lost their quarterback, but then they're still able to pull out a win by 1 point yesterday. They're an excellent team, and I think they're going to do okay, but they're not going to do very well in the playoffs.
49ers go deep in the playoffs, or are they first rounders?
I think the 49ers go deep. I think it's going to be 49ers. Maybe because of their defense against
he's
Green Bay.
He's scared himself. He's starting to go out on a limb. You hear him pull back?
Because of their defense, because they're going to go against Green Bay.
All right. To Ibrahim Abdul-Mateen, Takeaway Sports contributor, starting to think about the playoffs. Thanks.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.